Rajamuntu, you knew personally Papa Wemba. Tell us a little bit about him.
The Papa Wemba is a kind of person that you really want to be around, and as big as he was a very, very humble man. As popular as he was still accessible to everybody, and I'm talking about everybody, journalists, people on the street, pretty much everybody. He will talk with anybody, interact with anybody. He will share his meal with anybody. He was really an awesome person.
What earned him the name the King of Rumba Rock in the DRC?
What really earned him the name of the king in DRC is, first of all, he followed the steps of a big rumba artist as Rochereau Taboulet, who left us a few years ago. He followed the steps of other artists like Dr. Nico, Grand Calais, all of those people who were huge. They were big in rumba. So he was young when those people were actually singing and performing. So he wanted to follow their steps. And that's what earned him pretty much the king. Because not only did he came in and tried to do what they were doing, but he added his own style to it. Yeah, and by his style, I want to add also that he added the way he created his own style, the way you could dress, the way you walk, the way you talk to people. So he added a little thing to just the music.
Yeah, he was very flamboyant. I've seen some of his fashion.
That's correct. You know it. I mean, every single piece of clothes that man wore was very, very expensive and had a name. As a matter of fact, he's known by all the designers in Europe and all over the world, even in Japan, because he wore all kind of names, and I name it Versace, Yoshi Yamamoto, and all these big names, because they knew him, they knew his influence, and they wanted to use him as a model.
So here he was, 66 years old, 67, performing right up until literally his last day. So he was constantly on the scene, on the performing scene?
The music was his life. The music was his life to me. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if people are really emphasizing on this in media. He said on many interviews, that, and I saw it, and I watched it so many times. He said so many times, he said, "I want to die on the stage."
Wow, so yeah. He was almost prolific.
Yeah, exactly. You can say that. I mean, he said, "I want to die on stage. I want my last day to be on stage." And they asked him why. He said, "Because every time when I'm on the stage and I'm singing, I feel as if I'm flying." Yeah. So this was pretty much his wish came true, pretty much.
Now, his exit from the rumba scene, where does this leave now the Congolese music? Obviously, the late greats are moving on. You mentioned Rochereau earlier, now, of course, Papa Wemba. I know there's some left, Koffi Olomide, etc., but does this leave a really big void?
It leaves a really big emptiness, and I'm going to tell you why. I was telling you earlier that this man not only introduced the different kind of rumba style, but he introduced a different style of dress code as a musician, as an artist. That he was what they call in French le sapeur, you know, for those who brought in a different style of how you dress up. He brought that. That part, there's going to be an emptiness. As far as the music, as far as rumba itself, he had trained so many, and you name Koffi Olomide was one of his friend, one of his buddy, one of his younger brother, who also does great rumba. He trained so many other new artists like Fally, Poupa, Ferregola. All those people are pretty much, I can say it, student of this, disciples of this man, Papa Wemba. So rumba, it's going to continue to evolve. It's not going to die, that's for sure, and because they still learn from this guy. He also left his own band, Viva la Musica, who also continue on the same routes. So rumba's still there, but the style of that lifestyle of an artist, that we don't know who's going to continue that.
And of course, there's also still the reigning Mbilia Bell. She's going to keep that rumba flame.
Exactly, rumba flame. And we see Mbilia Bell, we see new other female artists who also follow the rumba, like Major Tont, who we spoke with yesterday, and she was crying. And on that female side, they continue with the rumba. And they all get inspired by this man.
Of all the music that Papa Wemba sang, which one resonates with you? Which one resonates with his audience?
One of the favorite rumba, the best rumba, is the song that he called Mama. He wanted to thank his mother. He said, "Mom, if I'm this very popular man that the world is listening and watching and want to see, it's because of you. I wish I could just give up everything just to hug you, just to tell you thank you."
Yangwana yebeli yonze boyo mama yo.